Rather than spanking the baby's buttocks, Scarther drew in a breath and blew it in puffs directly into the chap's eyes. Mia's chap blinked in comical and undeniably human surprise. It drew in a breath of its own, held it for a moment, then let it out. King of kings he might be, or the destroyer of worlds, but he embarked upon life as had so many before him, squalling with outrage. Mia burst into glad tears at the sound of that cry. The devilish creatures gathered around the new mother were bondservants of the Crimson King, but that didn't make them immune to what they had just witnessed. They broke into applause and laughter. Susanna was not a little disgusted to find herself joining them. The baby looked around at the sound, his expression one of clear amazement. Weeping, with tears running down her cheeks and clear snot dripping from her nose, Mia held out her arms.
"Give him to me,"
wept she. So wept Mia, daughter of none and mother of one.
"Let me hold him, I beg. Let me hold my son. Let me hold my chap. Let me hold my precious."
And the baby turned its head to the sound of his mother's voice. Susanna would have said such a thing was impossible, but of course she would have said a baby born wide awake, with a mouthful of teeth and a boner, was impossible as well. Yet in every other way the babe seemed completely normal to her, chubby and well-formed, human and thus dear. There was the red mark on his heel, yes, but how many children, normal in every other regard, were born with some sort of birthmark? Hadn't her own father been born red-handed, according to family legend? This mark wouldn't even show, unless the kid was at the beach. Still holding the newborn up to his face, Scouther looked at Sayre. There was a momentary pause, during which Susanna could easily have seized Scouther's automatic.